Rand was accused of borrowing a line, I believe, from Murray Rothbard, and was accused of, I can't remember, I think it was Murray Rothbard, it's been 6 years, or 5 years, but Rand Paul was accused of plagiarism, and it wasn't even a verbatim lift. It just kind of sounded the same. Creepy, sleepy, slow Joe, directly lifted that part of Obama's 2008, this is the moment speech. It doesn't matter why they borrowed it. The question is, did they take it from a previous work? And they did. There's no, how can there be any question? And by the by, that's part of the Democrats' own highlight reel. They put that out as one of the highlights. So they think that that's an important part of Slow Joe's speech. We didn't put that out as being, hell, we wouldn't have found it because we'd had to listen to all 26 minutes. The Democrat National Circus put it out. So you can make your own decision. I will tell you this. I hope that someone that has a much larger listening audience, maybe El Rushbo or someone else, maybe we should tag Bo Snerdly in this post and see if Snerdly can get over to Limbaugh, because I think the plagiarist, Creepy Joe Biden, has struck again.
Not only that, has he done that before, but he lies a lot. He lies. It's a sin of pride. He lies to make himself look better all the time. Whenever he was talking about going on full scholarship, which he didn't, he said he had 3 degrees, which he doesn't. It's been a lifelong thing for him.
Well, yeah, he does. But now, when you're in politics, no one gives you credit. You don't give credit. You don't say. Ronald Reagan never said, "Well, I'm glad you like that speech about the Challenger." But I didn't write it. That was the work of Peggy Noonan. Because Peggy Noonan wrote that speech, and it is one of the greatest oratories in U.S. presidential history. Ronald Reagan's speech to the nation after the Challenger tragedy. As a matter of fact, you go back and listen to it today, it'll probably make you weep. I mean, it just showed just what a command the Gipper had of language and of oratory. I mean, he was gifted. Obama had the gift. You heard it in that. Now, here's the other thing that ought to just be insulting. It is said that Barack Hussein Obama never liked Joe Biden. He didn't like him. Knowing what we know about Michelle Obama, that she hated him. You don't think that if the Obama sat there and watched that, you don't think Michelle Obama was that rat bastard? He stole your speech, Barack. They're not going to do anything about it, obviously. All right, I'll play it again next hour because I want it to get out there. But we have the clip to juxtapose one to the other, and there should be no doubt that was a direct act of plagiarism. And the fact that it comes from the guy that he ran for president with, it comes from what people think is Obama's acceptance speech is just, I mean, this can't be lost on people in any event. Let me take you now to digital media file number 2. So yesterday, or 2 days ago, the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company spent an awful lot of, couple of million dollars in PR and damage control, trying to say that they had nothing to do with, and it's not their company policy, to encourage some black lesbians' lives matter buttons and T-shirts and what have you at Goodyear dealerships and in the manufacturing plant. And then they said, "We have never, as a company, had anyone say that, blue lives matter," in other words, cops' lives matter, We as a company have never said we love our police officers. We've supported the FPO or the FOP. Fraternal Order of Police, et cetera, said, we're with the police unions, blah, 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 blah. Well, this digital media file, then somebody went, oh, yeah? Well, I recorded this, and I was at one of the meetings. Here you go. Listen to this.
Pride on their face covering shirts or wristbands, that will be deemed approved. Because it complies with zero tolerance stance. However, if any associate wears all blue White Lives Matter shirts or face covering, that will be not appropriate.
The unidentified speaker says the rules were created to make a better work environment.
There's rules now around what you can wear. Let's try to comply with these so that way everybody feels good in this factory. I want to make sure, guys, think about what we do in this factory, right? We all work together to make tires. That's what we do. That's what we get paid to do. So let's continue to do that and do the right thing. Keep this place what it's always been, a good place to work.
The audio is, this happens all the time in the age of Twitter and Periscope. And people taping things off the speakers on their televisions because they just don't know what the hell they're doing. And what they do is they record a stereo file using a mono source. So you only get one channel. Which I think you can make out what the dude's saying, which basically is exactly what was on the screen. And now you have a supervisor of sorts at a Goodyear plant going like, no, I'm pretty sure that... but that White Lives Matters, blue and white lives matters are not going to be allowed to be worn. There was a video of...
But Black Lives Matter and anything LGBTQ, Pride Week, Pride Month, whatever it is, that's allowed, completely allowed.
Right, right. So we have now... So Goodyear stock was down 5% yesterday. There were people that were vendors of Goodyear tires, I saw. One gentleman went and took the Goodyear hanging light sign down in his showroom, and it was a tire outfit that had been in business for since 1956. And the guy goes, and he shows him getting on a ladder and just grabbing the Goodyear sign and taking the chain and unplugging the sign, it's hanging on a wall with a chain. And he's lifting the chain up and just taking the sign and walking past the dude that's filming it, going like, it's going in the closet. He just goes and locks it up in the closet. So just the most. All right, so you're not allowed to say blue lives matter at Goodyear. You're not allowed to say all lives matter. You're not allowed to say baby lives matter. You're not allowed to say little Hinton Cannon's lives matter. You're not allowed to say Dwayne Fitzpatrick's lives matters. You're only allowed to say Antifa, lesbian. Now, just think about this. So you're allowed to say LGB. You're allowed to say that women doing, well, I'm not going to describe it, but you get it. And that men doing, well, I'm not going to describe it again, but you get it. Because that's what defines a lesbian or a gay guy, sodomite, or a harlot doing something against natural law. That is perfectly fine and dandy, and children can hear it. But children must be protected from hearing that the police are there to protect them. What in Hades is going on here? Then we have this. Talk about hypocrisy. I have a right to make sure that my home is secure. Who said that? Chicago Mayor Lightfoot defends ban on protesters on her block. Oh, okay, so protesters and Antifa wackos for thee, but none for me. Got it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it is only a matter of time, and it is only because we are good Christian, God-fearing people who actually do obey the law and who actually are our brother's keepers that people like Lori Lightfoot have not been dragged out of their homes, rolled in a vat of warm tar, and then tossed and turned in a bag of down feathers. It's only because of us. It's not because of anything they've done. It's because of us. Says a lot about us and a lot about many other people. So when you think all is lost across America, think of that. Has Lori Lightfoot and Gretchen Dimwitmer and these people that have put hundreds of thousands, tens of millions of people out of work, destroyed their lives and their dreams, stolen from their life savings, told them that it is illegal for them to practice their vocations unless they act as though they had the bubonic plague or they were lepers, or that they are the walking dead? Have these people not earned being tarred and feathered, if not worse? I say that they have. Yet it hasn't happened. Why? Because we still practice restraint. That's the only reason why. It's either Than or Ton, has this at Red State. The case for masks, school closings, and social isolation just collapsed. The Annals of Internal Medicine just published a comprehensive new study on how contagious the COVID-19 virus is. Folks, go to the Acting All Crusadery blog. I did the hard work. I told Maggie O'Connell this morning, I said, well, it cost me 30 minutes of prep time, but I think it's worth it because now I can describe exactly what's in the report without having to read directly from it. And I wrote, in as best layman's terms I could put together, what the Annals of Internal Medicine report actually says. And here's what it says. If you're out in public, you're not going to get the corona bug. You're just not going to get it. I mean, there is a chance, but then again, there's always a chance you could get the common cold in public. There's a chance you could get the influenza A, influenza B. Back in the day, there would have been a chance you could get any kind of yellow fever and any kind of influenza or any kind of the flu. There's always a chance that you or I could get it while we're out in public. But the people that metastasized the disease, if you will, the most did not do it at the bat market, as was originally thought in February and March of this year. Remember they're showing the people biting the head, the fraternizing with the bats and trying, these people are made, it's the bats did it. Now that came directly out of the movie Contagion. But the study basically concludes that if you live, you had to live, well, you got to be in close quarters over an extended period of time with someone that does have the flu. And they got to be dropping droplets all over the place. And then you got to be either inhaling them or putting them on your hands and sticking your hands in your mouth in order for you to get it. You know, this is another thing about this that just really pisses me off about this. Because it is presented as though if one solitary corona bug, Wuhan superbug, as Mr. Barrett calls it, if one COVID-19 viral particle gets in your nose, that's it, you're done. You will come down with it and you will die. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the jury, that is not how influenza is transmitted. And that is not how infectious disease. Now, in movies, it looks like that, but that's in a movie. That's real life. It simply does not work that way. You have to have an actual. Okay, let's just use our common sense for just a moment, can we? And I have to tell you, I'm really tired of talking about this because it's still a topic, though. I have to. You need to know this. Let's just use our common sense for a moment. How many of you have gone to the dentist in the last 10 years? Everybody raise their hand. Okay, all of us. How many of you have had a dental x-ray in the last 10 years? Most people are raising their hands. We have a bit of charge plate. Why are you talking about x-ray? What is it, the Incredible Hulk? Did you get radiation poisoning?